It's 5:57.
Now, all day on 5 Live, we were talking about how Britain's feeling the pinch with the latest inflation figures out this morning, set to show prices are still rising much faster than the Bank of England's 2% target for CPI inflation. But with oil, one of those commodities, getting up to nearly $100 a barrel, we have been talking about the downsides of that. But by curbing our spending on energy, it may at least help hit the official target of cutting carbon emissions by 80% by 2050. Now, details of a new energy rationing scheme are being launched today that campaigners say will ensure fair access to energy and help to meet emission reduction targets. It works a bit like cash, with a fixed number of units circulating through the economy. Let's find out more, though, from Sean Chamberlain, who's the Development Director of Tradable Energy Quotas. What is that, tradable energy quotas, Sean?
It's basically a tradable electronic energy rationing scheme designed for the national scale. And as you said, it would guarantee that we meet our emissions targets under the Climate Change Act and ensure fair, equal entitlements to energy at times of scarcity and high prices like now. And it's really important to remember, I think, that rationing is always a response to shortage, not the cause of it.
When you say rationing, and people, even Mickey is too young to remember rationing, but sorry, Mickey.
Don't you believe it?
Well, you used to have a little book, didn't you? And you'd be assigned a certain quota of certain goods each time. Are you talking about that sort of thing?
Not really. I mean, what we need to do is update things to the electronic age, if you like. And importantly, this is in one sense rationing, in the sense that it would guarantee minimum entitlements for everyone in the country to energy at times of scarcity or high prices. But in another sense, it's not, in that it wouldn't put an absolute limit on our consumption of energy. We'd be able to buy more if we needed to do that.
Well, you can argue that the high cost of petrol, for example, now is curbing our use of energy anyway, and isn't that a much more effective way of doing it than by some bureaucratic scheme?
Well, the problem with that, what you're talking about really, is rationing by price. And so what you end up with there is the richest getting all of what's available, or indeed the fastest you get to the petrol station first. What we need is a fair scheme for equal entitlements to energy.
But isn't that inevitable? If you're going to have a market system, it's going to be determined by your ability to pay. People who have more money can afford to pay more. That's just a fact of life, isn't it?
It is a fact of life, but what we need to do is ensure that everyone has access to entitlements. Then if they choose to use less, then they can sell to those who want to use more and actually get a reward for their energy thrift.
Okay, thank you for coming in. Sean Chamberlain, their Development Director of TEQ, Tradable Energy Quotas. And a few more examples.